Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
So he went through the first three phases towards revolution and worldwide rioting and revolution that will be sustained. The military is now saying that they are prepared to engage the American people. The Army War College is saying this. Now, there is no longer any doubt about that. Gerald Celente, how do you see the revolution kicking off? How do you see it starting? When do you see it starting? How do you see it starting?
Yeah, I will read from you from our Trends Journal that just went out. When we say come the revolution, we do not forecast a 1776 style revolution to spontaneously erupt. It will happen in stages, it will spread among the classes, and be waged in many forms, over the internet, in town halls, on the ballots, as well as at the barricades. What will be the spark that ignites it? The final straw bailout? Another tax hike? Disparaging entitlements? Or will it be the ultimate, quote, let them eat cake policy that pushes people past the breaking point? Now this, who will break first? The former middle class that lost their jobs, 401ks, pensions, and even their homes? Jobless, blue-collar, and paycheck-to-paycheck workers, their credit maxed out and heading toward homeless? The young and restless with dead-end jobs or no jobs, who believe their future had been stolen and want revenge? The artists and intellectuals on one hand, the hardcore conservatives and passion patriots on the other, united in outrage at Big Brother's control of the entire socioeconomic and political system? One of the above, some of the above, all of the above, who will fire the shot heard round the world? So that's how we pose it. And I tell the story in here of my meeting with John Connolly, who, of course, you know, was the governor of Texas, sitting in front of JFK and took the bullet in the back. And it was in 1992, and Connolly had asked to meet me because in one of my early books, The Trend Tracking, in 1989, I had forecast a new third party and mentioned someone like Ross Perot. So the Connolly, John Connolly's wife, Nellie, through this fellow who put the meeting together, John J. Hooker from Tennessee, we went to the book depository, and the Texas school book depository. And I have a photo. It's in the Trends Journal of me, Connolly, and his wife, Nellie, standing in front of the book depository. And John Connolly was a dying man, and I could see it. And by the way, this was their first time back, 1992, since the assassination. And he's telling us the story of what happened that day. We were parked out in front of a limousine. So that's the side, by the way, the shot that everyone sees of the book depository. That's the side of the building. And I knew he was a dying man because he had these terrible purplish splotches on his hands. He was on massive doses of prednisone, cortisone, for his lung infection. And it occurred to me, you know, that he was a dying man. He ended up dying, actually, in June, and this was in late October when we met. And the as we're going back into the Anatole Hotel, he said to me, I read your book, Trend Tracking, and I know your heart is in the right place. He said, but you don't have a clue what's going on, and neither do the American people, because if they did, there'd be a revolution in this country. This was in 1992, and, you know, I knew what he meant because I had been around long enough I began my career. I was the number two guy running the mayoral campaign in Yonkers, New York, in 1971, and then they sent me up to Albany, and I was an assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate, and I spent from 73 to 79 in between D.C. And Chicago as a government affairs specialist. And I had been, you know, for a trade association, with chemicals being one of the fields. So I had been around long enough, spent time with Ronald Reagan, and I knew what the story looked like. So when Connolly said that to me, it didn't come as a shock. And I wondered, you know, when would it happen? And now the when is now.
Absolutely. And NAFTA and GATT, everything designed to destroy the middle class, to put all power, not a free market economy, not a vibrant economy, because that's not good for monopolies, at the expense of the economy, at the expense of the public worldwide. These internationalists have done everything they can to destroy the real economy and transfer everything into the fiat Las Vegas economy. Now, expanding on that, when we first came into the segment, I made the point that they stated, the financial elite stated, they were going to engineer a worldwide collapse to consolidate things. They would then pose as the saviors and bring in open world government as the solution. But now it appears that they are mismanaging things and that this is spiraling out of control. Can you speak directly to that, A? And then, B, we've seen a flotilla of hundreds and hundreds. The media is festooned with the Wall Street Journal, the Financial Times of London, the French news agency, Canadian papers saying, yes, we're in a world government. Yes, it's tyrannical for your own good. Yes, we're going to use troops on you. Yes, we want to take your guns, but it's for your own good. Is it out of their control now? And B, why are they trumpeting world government now?
It's totally out of their control. As I said, you know, if there's an Illuminati, the Unluminati are the people that are in control right now. Just let's look at the players. For example, we'll look at in the United States. I mean, who are the congressional leaders? Well, on the Democrats, you have what? You have Pelosi, Reid, you have Barney Frank, Christopher Dodd, Biden. And on the Republicans, we have Bond, Bonner. Who else? Who's a big-name Republican at this time? I mean, how about Laurel and Hardy and Abbott and Costello? Where do they fit in? I mean, look at these people. Does anybody out there think that these politicians are smarter than them? Look at Bernanke. I mean, it looks like a sad beagle, this guy. What brains are out there? Look at Paulson. Think of the things that he said last year. May 7th, he said that the worst of the economic crisis was behind us. I mean, one after another. So who are the people in charge? Go over to France. What do you have? Sarkozy, you know, the little American. You have Berlusconi over in Italy. He's like a Rocky VI movie, you know. He's been back so many times. You have Grandma Merkel over in Germany. Gordon Brown over in England. Gordon Brown, another shade of beige. You go around the world, look at the leaders. Who are these people? No, it's going to be a let them eat cake time. It's out of control. There's nothing that they can do. And as I said, and I'll say it again, when people lose everything and they have nothing to lose, they lose it. How are people going to afford to pay their mortgages, to pay their insurance? They're not going to. And this is beyond the pale of any belief. They're raising taxes across the board, property taxes, school taxes. Now, I'm not a stupid person, so when they come to me and say, Mr. Salenti, we're raising the taxes on your building or your property, whatever, because the valuations have gone up, well, how about lowering them because the valuations have gone down?
Well, in cases where
we're going to raise them.
Well, in cases where they are lowering them, they're just doing one-time assessments in Texas, Wyoming, and all over the place. Cities just say, well, we got to build some new roads and curbs, so every house gets a $15,000 to $20,000 one-time assessment, and the people are like, I don't have a job. I'm already about to lose my house. Where do you think the money's going to come from? And the locals say, look, give us the money or a SWAT team's coming.
Well, and again, this is where we're going to have the breakdown, because people, when you don't have it, you can't squeeze more out of it. People are going to become very ugly and very violent. The ads that you're running on your show for lasers and other kinds of things are going to be, survival is going to be a big business.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Santa, Christmas Eve and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho. No, I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One, Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
How would you like to save up to 90% on your phone bill? It can be done thanks to Empire One Telecom. EOT offers voice over IP technology that will allow you to make phone calls from your home or business without the high cost. Take advantage of EOT's most popular plan, which includes unlimited long distance throughout the U.S. and Canada, and 360 minutes of international calling for only $19.95 a month. Plus, all calling plans include over 40 special features, including call waiting, caller ID, and three-way calling free. Take your phone number on the road with you thanks to EOT's travel-friendly box. Simply plug your adapter into any internet connection and start making phone calls. It's that easy. So if you have a high-speed internet connection and are ready to dramatically lower your monthly phone bill, choose your plan now at EOTTech.com. That's EOTTech.com. EOTTech.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Gerald Celente, I want to run through a whole line of questioning with quick answers from you if I can, because there's so much I want to pick your brain on. But going back to my second question, why are they trumpeting that, yes, we're setting up world government, yes, we've been setting it up in secret, yes, it's anti-democratic, but it's for your own good?
Well, because these are the kind, because it's a takeover. It's, you know, they, as I said, you know, Washington's been taken over by Wall Street, and they're going to keep saying it's for our own good, but it's not going to do any good. Again, the people that are in control, it's out of their hands.
Why are they killing the golden goose? I mean, they have this system.
Greedy.
They have
they're
this
greedy
system.
And why do people get into politics? You know, Eisenhower had a great quote. He said anybody that would want to run for president had to be crazy. or psychologically, you know, deranged.
They're control freaks. Well,
yeah,
that's the bigger issue.
They're crazy. So, you know, he said if you're called on to serve, that's different. But these people spend their whole lives trying to tell other people how to live. So, you know, no, the system is breaking down. The big story behind everything that's going on here, and this is what we wrote back in 2002, the summer edition of the Trends Journal, Empire America fading fast. This isn't an economic crisis. The empire is in decline. We can see in the future these secessionist movements that are taking root, gaining more and more strength. As a matter of fact, I spoke at one in Vermont this past November, and it's one of the more active ones in the country.
Well, Gerald, we have this huge $1 trillion-plus military-industrial complex. It's imploding worldwide, and it appears that this whole apparatus, this predatory system, is going to implode back to the U.S. only, and then they're then going to predate and feed on us here domestically. I mean, is that the plan?
I don't know what the plan is, but I do know that they will do anything to keep the people in line. And that our, you know, the freedoms, I mean, look what happens every time there's a political convention. You know, they bring in the stormtroopers. You can't step out of line. Look what happened here in New York from the Republican and Democratic convention. I think it was the Republican convention.
2004, I was there.
Yeah, I mean, look at the videotape of the police assaulting innocent people and rounding them up and pushing false charges on them and throwing them in jail. This is America. This isn't the America that I grew up to love.
And by the way, they lost over 1,000 lawsuits over that, but they don't care. They just pay them off with tax money. Gerald Celente is our guest. When we get back, I want to quickly get into their attack on the Internet. They're moving to shut down the old web, force us onto a highly regulated Internet, too. That's part of Obama's big upgrade. Madoff, I mean, this is the former head of the NASDAQ, showing a window into the criminal class that's literally ruling us, the Eddie Haskells with an army. I want to get into the fact that the elites are all leaving the United States and leaving Israel and leaving other key areas. Why are the billionaires fleeing Israel and the United States? Where you see this going? What you see militarily happening as the empire collapses? And then solutions to all of this, and again, how you see us coming out of all of this. Gerald Celente is our guest, trendsresearch.com. Go there and sign up for his report. All right, Gerald Celente, I want to go to calls in the next segment, so let me go through these calls quickly. If anybody was doubting how criminal Wall Street is, Madoff, they're now saying it could be over $100 billion, not $50 billion, stolen from charities, pension funds, government pension funds, Jewish groups, ripping off his own sons. I mean, this is the type of kleptocracy that we have. And it turns out the brokerage firms and banks were knowingly involved in all of this with him. That's what this derivative system is a Ponzi scheme.
Oh, yeah. I don't think they should call it a Ponzi scheme anymore. Ponzi was small change compared to these criminals. You know, let's call it a Matloff, you know. I mean, you know, this thing, it's endemic. It's throughout all of Wall. This is what Wall Street has become. You know, what's bad for Wall Street, Alex, is great for Main Street. And I'll tell you why. It's Wall Street that killed Main Street. It's Wall Street with all this finagling that allows these huge developers to borrow all of this money on leverage, build these huge malls, and then the criminals in hand, the politicians who get all these payoffs, they call them campaign contributions, then they give these huge developers all of these breaks, you know, these loan guarantees. They give them access road building and tax breaks. And what they've done is they've put Main Street out of business. This belief that we need a Wall Street so that we can keep creating the ugliness that they've created. I mean, my God, does anyone like driving down a street and seeing nothing but strip malls and malls compared to the old beautiful cities? And by the way, we're now in Kingston, New York. We're right off the most historic corner in the United States. We're right on it. the only corner in the U.S. where there's a stone building on each corner dating back to the 1600s. We're here because it's a walking community. We have all these beautiful old buildings, and we support all the local people around. That as this dies, as these giants fall, we're going to start seeing a return to local. Because what we also do with the Trends Research Institute, when we write the Trends Journal, is we give people trend posts to follow, to profit and to avoid dangers. As this thing unfolds more and more, the real estate buys, and there will be, but not yet, are going to be in these kind of communities where people could live and where they work, where they shop, where they have a community. The only thing that's going to save people during this greatest depression is to build the strongest communities that they can, not a federal or a state, but a local. That's where the survival is going to come
about. Instead of vertical integration, going back to local control and true diversity and sovereignty, shifting gears back to something you said a few minutes ago, they've weaponized the market. These private brokerage firms and central banks can issue endless liquidity to themselves. They create the monsters like Walmart and others. They consolidate the economy like a giant risk game until the final phase when there's nothing left, and they're sitting there with all the currency, all the power, all the money. But they destroyed their own markets, and that's why Wall Street was aware of the criminal activity with their Ponzi schemes, and that's why they moved in with the police state. But again, what is going to support the police state when there's no taxing base?
Exactly. As we said, there's going to be high levels of anarchy and revolution. And, you know, the other thing is that the other reason why we're at where we're at, while we're located here, it's a very rich area in terms of agriculture, academics, manufacturing, great transportation, the Hudson River, beauty, the Hudson River Valley. So it's going to be these kind of places and these kind of things. Something old is dying, but something new will be born. And, you know, I'm a world traveler, and the one thing I can say, and I mean this with all my heart, is everywhere you go, people are always envious of the United States because they still think that we have the freedoms, of course, that we don't have. But what we do have that no one else does have is really an innovative spirit and an ability to think that isn't restricted by cultural norms.
So there are great opportunities, and I'm going to have you back on again in the near future, next year, if you'll do it, to do a whole show on opportunities in this crisis, not just to protect yourself, but to thrive. When we come back, let's talk about how you see the revolution unfolding itself, and then how you see.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All we've got is the cards that life deals us. But there's the question of how we play those cards. The good news is we've been here for decades warning people about what was going to happen and explaining just how it would unfold. And exactly what we said is now happening, so people are paying attention. You know, it's not tooting our horn. It's just a fact to give the listeners an idea of how many people we're reaching. I have, in the last few days, been contacted by some of the biggest names in Hollywood that I didn't know, some of the biggest names in television that I didn't know. I've talked to other people I've known for a long time in Hollywood, and they say that if we thought the Patriot Liberty 9/11 Truth Movement, anti-New World Order Movement was big before, with the producers and directors and writers and actors and actresses, it is many times bigger now. So fighting the New World Order, being aware of this, is the hottest thing. And it's not some trend. It's not some new trendiness. The establishment's trying to suppress it. It is an underground movement that is bigger than the above-ground false mainstream media projection telling us that the establishment loves us and the establishment isn't corrupt and the establishment's going to take good care of us. And so as their false reality begins to fall to the real reality, we have a great opportunity to actually turn this thing around. I have a few final questions for you, Gerald Celente, and then I want to get to some phone calls. But finishing up, how do you see this? I mean, when does physical revolution, I know you can't mark a date or a month, but what, a year out, 2 years out? A lot of experts we talk to say about 2 years out. Some are now saying a year out. Some say 3 years out. Governments are saying 2 to 3 years out. Government Pentagon reports are saying 2 years out, a year out. When does the breakdown really occur? And then how do you see it playing out?
Well, we have forecast 2012. That's the year that we're pinpointing the revolution. Just as, for example, we're in a recession. We're in the early stages of depression now. But when you look at the real unemployment numbers, as you well know, they're ranging between, 12 to 14%. That's even according to the government statistics when they put in the people that are no longer actively seeking jobs. So just as they said, for example, that we were in a recession a year ago, even though they weren't admitting it, we'll be in revolution for a while and they won't admit it. We believe the official date will come around 2012, if not sooner. We're going to start seeing the first signs of it, we believe, this winter. There's going to be food riots. There's going to be housing riots. There's going to be riots at many different levels. And the form they take is very difficult. You know, for example, we had, you know, in 2000, and it was December 14th, 2000, USA Today ran our top trends. And the first trend was that they read, 2001 won't be our year, Trendsear says, and we warned that a wave of anti-Americanism would sweep the globe and that Americans wouldn't be safe at home or abroad. We didn't know, for example, that it would be 9/11, but we knew the flashpoint was there. The flashpoint, we believe, is going to start happening, become visible on the streets this winter. There's going to be uprisings. They're going to be violent. And they will be suppressed or try to be suppressed. You know, in my book, Trends 2000, which I wrote in 96, came out in January, finished it in 96, came out in January 97, we had this, come the revolution. But in that, we wrote, and, you know, maybe naively, that we were in a third world country where the military or the police would fire on their own people. And we're hoping that, you know, hope is probably the most bankrupt word in the metaphysical language or dictionary. But we would believe that we're greater than the troops firing on their own people. So we saw the revolution coming a long time
ago. How do you see it playing out?
It's difficult. Again, I would say the first thing, that the reality kind of things are going to be people being cold, hungry, and nowhere to sleep. And we can see rioting of maybe street riots, food riots. Crime, by the way, that's going to be the false flag. They're going to use crime as the example, and anarchists in the crowd.
And then the public will beg for troops on the streets to save them.
Exactly. So they could do a false flag kind of operation like that. And, for example...
Well, I mean, we caught them in Denver. The police, it was in the Denver Post, attacking other police for the news cameras.
Right. What happened here in New York, too. So it can be that kind of a false flag. But we those are the most likely scenarios.
Okay, well,
and by the way, one of the groups that people are not going to expect that are going to be very violent and very upset, or maybe they do, are going to be all these college students that have $40,000, $50,000 worth of debt on their shoulders. They're being hounded to pay it, and then they can't even get a job at Starbucks. So that's going to be the revolutionary crowd, because the young people, I mean, I'm speaking for myself, a person over 60, yeah, you just don't have the energy that you had before.
Well, Mr. Salente, in the time we've got, I see the flashpoint at factories, as we saw in the 20s and 30s and 40s, or the bonus marchers. I see vets revolting. I see college students. I see government workers when they find out that they've had their pension funds stolen. And that leads me to the big flashpoint. 401Ks down over 50%, clearly going to continue. What are the firemen and teachers and police and government people going to do when they find out that they've had their pension funds stolen by the bankers?
Well, again, this is why we're looking at it as we're saying that these are only symptoms of a much greater trend, and it's the decline and fall of Empire America.
And I think we're going to see many police and military actually join the people.
There's that one group, and then there's the other group. You know, that you when you look at undeveloped countries, and we're an undeveloping nation at this point, you know, the police and the federales are the most corrupt among anyone. So, you know, we could have that core in there, too. We don't know.
Absolutely. Okay, a few final questions, and I want to get to the phone calls. Staged terror. You just mentioned false flag. We see government stage terror attacks when they're imploding economies to subconsciously, at a primitive tribal level, get the people to rally around the government who will pose as their saviors. So we see these government make work jobs. This isn't like Roosevelt with building dams or building highway rest stops. They're saying Green Corps, million man tattletale force, million man domestic spy force. I mean, this is openly being announced. So can you speak to false flags and then, of course, the type of make work that Obama's promising?
Well, the false flags. Remember the Maine. I mean, the Lusitania. I mean, there's a report out now, of course, that the Lusitania indeed was filled with armaments that they were bringing over, using people as human shields to bring those over. And, of course, the Lusitania was one of the sparks that brought the U.S. into World War One, which was, by the way, the most avoidable major war in modern history, fought by, you know, brought about by fools and failing monarchies. And so we have, and then of course do I have the Gulf of Tonkin incident that never happened the way they said it did. So there's one after another. We don't know what they will be, but we believe, given the track record of what they've done in the past, there's no reason to rule out that they won't do it in the future. And again, we're fighting a war right now for reasons that are patently false.
Gerald Celente, how do you see the attack on the web unfolding? You know, they've announced in documents put out by Internet, too, that private corporations and the government are going to take over the Internet, kill the old web, basically, and then force you onto a new Internet where you have subdomains under their site. Now Obama has announced he's going with that in the name of innovation. He's created a new private council of the IT heads and owners of the companies to work together, and they have the Violent Radicalization Act in Congress where they say 9/11 Truth works with Al-Qaeda and that they are going to ban these groups on the web, and we're now seeing massive censorship of our work all over the Internet, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, banned in libraries, government Wi-Fi systems. How do you see that unfolding?
Net neutrality, it's going to be a very difficult one to control, because there's a whole cadre of people out there that are internet patriots that are going to do anything that they can not to make this happen. And of course, it's the one card, the freedom of the internet, it's the major card, I would say, that could help free us from a global dictatorship. It's going to be a fight to the finish for the government to regulate the web, we believe.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
When you're out driving this holiday season, keep in mind you're being watched. Whether you know it or not, red light and speed cameras are everywhere, ready to snap a photo of your license plate. One simple, harmless error could end up costing you over $500, quickly putting an end to your holiday cheer. Fight back with Photo Blocker. Simply spray your plate once, and you're done. Any photos of your license plate will appear overexposed, making them virtually unreadable. See the newscast showing just how Photo Blocker works against traffic cameras. Christmas is here, and the economy is in bad enough shape without spending hundreds of dollars in fees that can be avoided with one simple application a photo blocker. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them the date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
I tell you, time really flies when you're fighting the New World Order. Gerald Celente is our guest for another 10 minutes. And we have a very special guest in studio coming up, Tex Mars. Gerald, I want to go back to as many of the calls as we can, but I had one other question for you dealing with all of this. Again, a lot of people are looking forward to having shooting wars with the police and military, and I believe the globalists actually are looking forward to that because then that will destroy confidence further, and then they can consolidate the economy even more. But when the police are out confiscating guns and arresting people and shooting the public and the military is doing that, what do they expect? I mean, I know I'm not relishing this. I know you're not relishing this. And I wonder what the rules of engagement for the American people should be through all of this.
Well, you know, I think you hit upon one before when we were talking about who will be the first likely groups, who will fire the first shots, who will protest. And what we saw in Chicago with those workers refusing to leave, I think we're going to see more of that kind of thing, where people are just going to say, no, I have nowhere else to go. I'm staying here.
And hothead cops are going to come in and crack their skulls, and it's going to start.
Exactly. And as I said, if it becomes something that's overtly brutal, look what happened with Katrina. I mean, look how it was covered up for so long. I mean, people forget how for days, you know, they kept saying that things were under control, and you know they, and then when it came to seeing how inefficient and uncaring the government was, the outrage set in. I think we're going to see the same kind of thing happen.
Well, that was actually a cold-blooded laboratory where they shut off the power and the water, jammed the police radios, cut their lines, and the local parish in New Orleans had to come with guns and literally, at gunpoint, take FEMA off of the command centers that they were hijacking and cutting the lines because FEMA wanted it to be a disaster to get more funds. I mean, that's how cold-blooded these people are, and I agree with you. That's what's going to happen here. Let's take some calls. Ben in Virginia, you're on the air with legendary trends forecaster Gerald Celente. Ben, go ahead in Virginia.
Hey, how you doing? I love the show, Alex. I just wanted to ask where he thought banks like the Free Lakota Bank is going to play out in this new conflict, because the Lakota have actually started their own gold-based currency bank.
I think gold banks that come out and say that their assets, your deposits, are backed by gold are going to be one of the biggest businesses that anybody could ever imagine. And because there's, oh, by the way, here's a scenario that we're also relative to banks. We believe that being that they're putting the mantle of FDR on Obama, it is very highly probable that they're going to call a bank holiday, as FDR did also this after he was inaugurated.
Is that the surprise? Is that the surprise? Biden saying that on the 21st or 22nd, Obama's going to do something next month that people aren't going to like.
It could very well be, because there's going to we believe that the banking system cannot sustain itself in its current form the way things are going now.
And a bank holiday, for those that don't know, means you can't get your money out and they devalue your money.
Yeah, and I love the words they use, holiday, you know, like, let's have a holiday.
The Patriot
you know, like,
Act,
a nice thing,
the
know?
New Freedom Initiative, Homeland Security USA, the Fatherland, anything else, Ben?
No, that's just about it. I just think that this Free Lakota Bank is going to be huge.
Let's talk to Mike in Wyoming. You're on the air with Gerald Celente.
Hello?
Yes, Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. How you guys doing?
Good.
Mr. Celente, it sounds like to me that you believe that we will avoid the sort of technocratic Orwellian nightmare that a lot of people think may come down the pipe here pretty soon. It also sounds like you also believe that we will avoid a Mad Max post-apocalyptic type of scenario, and we're going to go back to more of this sort of regionalism you were talking about, and you know, locally community-based you know, lifestyle. And I guess I'm wondering, do you see the United States maintaining its territorial integrity?
You know,
are we going to just, you know, go into sort of like a factionalism?
I think we're going to go into a factionalism. And again, you know, the Mad Max scenario and the techno takeover, they may happen. You know, we're not ruling that out completely. But what we're saying, for instance, on the techno level is that, you know, there's too many independent people out there that are more skilled technologically than the government people are in a lot of ways. And there are more of them that could break down the systems of control. And that's a possibility. As the Mad Max, it may turn into that in different parts of the country. It may look like that.
And by the way, the globalists have said they would like to use the crisis to break the country up. So we have to watch out for false revolutions and false revolutionary leaders that actually call for that. I do not want to break the United States up. They've got top Russian people projecting that that's going to happen. The Pentagon's projecting that could happen. We don't want to let the U.S. be broken up like China was 150 years ago by the European powers. Gerald, do you agree?
I think we're going to look more like when Russia broke up after communism.
More where the states start ruling themselves again. There's still a central government, but it implodes.
Exactly.
All right, stay there. Final segment with Gerald Celente. Back in 70 seconds. Stay with us. We'll be live at PrisonPlanet.tv in T-minus 8 minutes for all the viewers watching live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Final 5 minutes with Gerald Celente. I want to thank him for coming on. Go to his website, TrendsResearch.com. You should subscribe to his Trends Report that comes out. How often does that Trends Report come out, Gerald?
Well, the Trends Journal is a quarterly. And this issue, by the way, it's bigger than we've ever written before. It's, you know, it's 20 pages of trends that are in the making. But what we also do, and I want to make this very clear, is that we provide profit opportunities. Because, you know, we look at the trend and say, here's the dangers, here are the opportunities. Because during this time of destruction, there's going to be, there may not, and may well there not should be, these huge mega millionaires and billionaires, but people are going to be able to make very healthy livings during these times. And, again, it's going to be, we think, with the breakup of the too big to fails at many levels, particularly retail, there's going to be a lot of entrepreneurial opportunities. And then what we do is we come out with trend alerts on a need-to-know basis.
All right, folks should check that out. We also have links up on Infowars.com to your fine site. Let's go a little bit closer to home for you, Gerald. Matt in New York, you're on the air, Matt.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Gerald. This is Matt from MobilizeThePeople.com. First of all, I want to commend both of you doing an outstanding job. Gerald, very important work. Alex, very important you getting it across to the people as well as helping Gerald get it out. When the elected officials of the people fail to do the bidding on behalf of the people must mobilize. Gerald, I have a question for you. Have you done any trending on the mass acceleration and growth of the Patriot Movement groups and the role they will play out in the future?
Not on that particularly. As I said, what we have been looking at closely are these secessionist movements, and we see those growing as well. The people won't be mobilized until it hurts them in their pocketbook, their heart, they're cold and they're hungry.
Yeah, when their stomachs are empty, look out. Appreciate the call. Moving fast. Ron in Arizona, you're on the air with Gerald Celente. Go ahead.
Gerald,
Good afternoon, Gerald and Alex and your 2 million listeners. I believe that the New World Order gang is putting clues into movies about future false flags. I'll give you two examples. 1996, the movie Enemy of the State. The character played by Gene Hackman hacks into the NSA database to find the info on the John Voight.
And his birthday's 9/11, and Fox ran the lone gunman, where the government hijacks planes to fly in the World Trade Center for martial law and to attack Afghanistan 6 months before. And the long kiss goodnight, where the government bombs the World Trade Center in 93 and then wants to bomb it again for martial law. Yeah, hundreds of... Gerald, why do they put this in movies? We know there's propaganda placement by the government in media. Why do we see them loving to flaunt what they're going to do beforehand?
Well, I would assume, and I don't know, you know, but I would say to get the people prepared for it, get prepared for the worst. So when somebody relates to a Mad Max, they know what it looks like and see how ugly it is. So, you know, again, look what the movies did during the World War II. I mean, you know, the propaganda, you know, not negative propaganda, maybe some yes, maybe no.
Notice there was all this war propaganda right before 9/11, all these big movies. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, as I said, you know, 9/11 came as no surprise to us. We'd been predicting a major terrorist strike against the United States. So, again, though, but I don't think that's the major flag. And people forget things as well. When there's chaos, anything that they did before to control people, it really all breaks down immediately.
Absolutely. Well, we're going into very interesting times. Thank you, Ron. Sorry to the other callers. You can hold and talk to our next guest if you'd like. Gerald Celente, thank you for spending so much time with us, and I look forward to talking to you next year as all this unfolds.
Well, thank you so much for having me on.
An amazing individual having back on for a full show about solutions next time he joins us. All right, there goes Gerald Celente.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that?